我觉得改变是非常的大。
I bought a vest and I thought that's just in case.
我带了一个背心来，我想万一我需要。
Now I wish I had my overcoat.
但是我想着也应该把那大衣带来。
This time, brothers and sisters gave me a topic.
这一次我回来，弟兄姐妹给我一个题目。
An open door.
是敞开的门。
I believe you probably got the idea from Revelation 3:8.
我猜也许你们这个名称是从启示录三章八节那里来的。
So now, please turn your Bible with me to Revelation chapter 3.
请各位翻到启示录圣经新约最后一卷第三章。
I read verses 7 and 8.
我会读第五七第八节。
These are the words of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣自己他讲的话。
His message to the church in Philadelphia.
是他给腓拉铁菲教会的一个信息。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens.I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
第七节这里说，你要写信给腓拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真实，拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的。说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
With these words, I believe the Lord Jesus admonished the church in Philadelphia that he has kept open the door to evangelism.
我觉得主借着这些话是告诉腓拉铁菲的教会说，他已经把这个福音的门开了。
I believe that admonishment is also to his followers of all ages.
我相信这些话也是给以后世世代代的跟随主的人说的。
The Lord is saying that the opportunities to evangelize abound.
主耶稣在告诉我们说，给我们大有机会可以去为他传福音。
And that you should go ahead and take advantage of it.
那你们跟随主的人应该把握这样的机会。
Brothers and sisters, how true this is.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个是多么的真实。
The opportunities for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ on every hand.
我们看在每一个角度，我们都有机会可以为别人传福音。
Just think of our own family.
再想想我们自己的家里的人。
Our relatives.
我们的亲戚。
Friends.
我们的朋友。
Neighbors,
或者我们的邻舍
colleagues,
或者我们的同事
schoolmates,
还是我们的同学
playmates,
或者跟我们的玩伴
Speaking of schoolmates and playmates, something happened a few days touched my heart very deeply.
当我提到说我们的同学、我们的玩伴，几天以前有一件事发生，使我心里很受感动。
A little girl about 10.
一个差不多十岁的小女孩。
He used to attend Christian school.
她也过往都是读基督教的学校。
Long, long ago, her dad lost his employment.
但是不久以前，她的父亲失业了。
And they talked to the little girl's daughter, we have to change you to public schools.
所以父母就跟这个女孩子说，我们没有办法，我们必须让你去读公立的学校。
That was too much of a shock to the little girl.
但是对这个小女孩来讲，这件事情太震撼了。
Thinking about losing all those friends.
她想到她会失去所有她的朋友。
And somehow she started having headaches.
不知道怎么搞的，她就开始头痛。
Stomach pains.
然后这个肚子也痛。
And the parents took her to see many doctors.
那父母就带她去看了好几个医生。
The doctors had no diagnosis.
但是找不出什么毛病来。
Because there's nothing wrong physically for the girl.
因为按照她的生理上面说，她身体上没有任何毛病。
And later, her parents says, "Well, we're not going to do it right away."
啊，后来她的父母就跟她说，我们不会马上就让你换学校。
And they bought her a little puppy.
啊，然后他们还买了给她买了一只小狗。
Somehow that puppy healed her.
啊，这因为有了这只小狗，这个小女孩就好过来了。
But a month ago, and her parents had to send her to public school.
但是差不多一个月以前，她的父母就必须把她送到公立学校去。
Because they have three children.
啊，因为这个家有三个孩子。
Each of them would cost them $300 a month.
啊，每一个孩子送到私立学校，啊，每一个人要300块钱一个月的学费。
So the financial burden is too much.For an unemployed father.
所以对这个失业的父亲来讲，这个金子的担子太重了。
But last week,
就在上一个礼拜
，the little girl told her piano teacher.
那这个小女孩就跟她的钢琴老师说
，She says, "Do you know that I discovered there are Christians at public schools also?"
他告诉他的钢琴老师说：“他说你知道吗？我发现在公立学校也有基督徒啊。”
I met two of them.
他说我已经遇到两个了。
And we shared Jesus Christ with one another.
啊，然后我们彼此在谈话的时候，我们都讲到主。
And we even make sure that our faith is correct.
啊，我们甚至于在谈话的时候呢，我们要肯定说我们所信的是正确的。
And we also believe that there must be other Christians in our school.
他说我们相信在学校里一定还有其他的基督徒。
So three of us decided to check out, see how many more Christians are in the school.
他说我们这三个人呢，我们就决定我们要去找出来到底这个学校还有多少基督徒。
So that we can get together, talk about Jesus.
啊，然后我们就可以聚集在一起，我们可以来谈论我们的主。
Also, we can share Jesus with those who do not believe.
啊，然后我们也可以向其他不信的同学来传耶稣。
She was so excited.
当她跟她的钢琴老师说的时候，她非常的兴奋。
And this touched my heart.
当我听到这个故事，我心里很受感动。
This little girl, not only she knows.Jesus.
那这个小女孩不但她自己认识主
，She loves Jesus.
她自己也爱主耶稣
，She wants to share Jesus with others.
而且她愿意跟别人来分享主耶稣。
So this is an opportunity.
你看，这个就是机会了。
And then, of course, brothers and sisters, their roommates.
啊，当然，我们还有室友。
Fellow travelers.
啊，也有跟我们在旅行上面遇到的人一起的人。
Brother Rich had several of these occasions.
啊，Brother Rich 还在好几次。
Share with the fellow travelers about the Lord Jesus.
啊，他跟他同伴啊一起旅行的同伴一起出门的同伴来分享主耶稣。
And of course, visitors to our church.
还有很多来我们教会访问的这些人。
So the list can go on and on and on.
所以我们可以想象这些传福音的机会可以一直一直这么讲下去。
If you are called to be a foreign missionary,
如果神呼召你要到海外去宣道
the door is even wider.
你会发现那里的门开得更大。
Some countries in Asia, Africa, and South America need missionaries very badly.
你知道在亚洲在非洲在南美有许多的国家非常需要宣道士
We know that is also true in this country
那我们相信即使在这个国家也是需要
And now we can also add to that list East European countries and former Soviet Union
在这些需要宣道士的国家里面我们还可以加上东欧的许多的国家还有以前的苏俄
Three days ago,I got a letter from a young sister who is now in Hungary.
三天以前我接到一封信是一位年轻的姐妹从匈牙利寄给我。
Last year, she graduated from college.
她去年大学毕业。
She worked for a department store.
他在一个百货店里面做事。
Very a good assignment, and she loved it.
他有一个很好的工作，他自己也非常喜欢。
But somehow the Lord let the burden of being a missionary on her heart.
但是呢，神很奇妙的把一个宣道海外宣道这个负担放在他心中。
She accepted the challenge.
去接受主给他的挑战。
She went to Hungary as an English teacher.
他就跑到匈牙利去了，去那里教英文。
But really with a mission to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
虽然他是一个英文教师，但是他也负着一个任命，就是要把主耶稣基督跟别人分享。
About a month ago, she returned to the United States.
差不多一个月以前，她回到美国来。
And she spent some time with her family.
她跟家人在一起有一段时间。
And then she returned to Hungary.
然后又回到匈牙利去。
And she wrote to me 3 days ago. She said, Elder Chu, please pray for me.
三天以前她给我写信，她说，朱长老，请你为我祷告。
I have so many opportunities here to serve the Lord.
她说，我在这里有好多好多的机会可以侍奉主。
The needs here are tremendous.
她说，这里的需要真大。
I have a problem of picking the right one to serve.
他说我都有困难，不知道要跟就是要怎么把握这些机会。
Would you please pray for me and ask the church to pray for me?
请你为我祷告，也请教会为我祷告。
So brothers and sisters, the opportunities are abundant. They are out there.
所以，我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，所以这些的机会实在多得不得了。
Yet we remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们也记得主耶稣自己的话。
Matthew 9:37，
在马太福音第九章第三十七节。
And I believe those are the very familiar words to us.
我相信这是我们很熟悉的一节经文。
The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
主耶稣在这里说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Why so few workers?
为什么做工的人这么少呢？
I believe the main reason is the door to our heart is not open.
我相信最主要的原因乃是我们心的这个门还没有打开。
This is what I'm going to share with you tonight.
今天晚上我要跟各位分享的就是这一点。
You see, brothers and sisters, no matter how wide open is the door to evangelism,
各位弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？无论传福音的门开得多大
，unless our heart is open，
除非我们自己的心是敞开的
，we won't see it，
我们还不会看见这些打开的门。
Because we would not be interested。
为什么？因为我们不会注意，也对这些事没有兴趣。
And we wouldn't care。
我们甚至于毫不关心。
Tonight, I would like to use.Apostle Paul as an illustration.
今天晚上我愿意是用使徒保罗作为一个例子。
To show how a believer with an open heart responds to the challenge of a door kept open by our Lord Jesus.
我们要看见，在从保罗的身上看见一个真是关心福音的人，他对一个敞开的福音的门，他会怎么样回应。
I pray that this it will be a challenge to us all.
但愿这个对我们每个人来讲都是一个挑战。
We all know that before his miraculous conversion, Paul was an enemy of Christ.
我们知道在保罗还没有悔改以前，他是基督的敌人。
He studied to be a rabbi.
他受过教育，要做犹太人当中的夫子。
He considered persecuting Christians as his service to God.
他以为逼迫基督徒就是侍奉神。
He led the mob that stoned Stephen to death.
那个用石头打死斯提凡的那个群众是保罗带领着的。
But God had selected him to be the apostle to the Gentile.
但是很奇妙，神却拣选了这个人成为外邦人当中的使徒。
So he was miraculously converted.
所以神很奇妙的使他悔改回转过来了。
And we all knew that what a conversion that was.
我们也读到圣经的，看见他的悔改的确是不简单。
He was changed from a bitter foe of Christ to one of his slaves.
啊，他从一个原本就是非常苦读的抵挡基督的，成为基督的一个奴仆。
What is a slave?
你说奴仆是什么样的人呢
？A slave is one purchased with a price.
一个奴仆呢，就是他的主人用一个价钱，用一笔钱把这个人买回来了。
Totally owned by the master.
啊，然后这个奴仆他是完全属于他的主人的。
Devoted to the master's service with joy.
他会专心一致的、欢欢喜喜的来服侍他的主人。
And then waiting anxiously for the rewards and compliments of his master.
然后在他这么忙碌工作的时候，他就等待着他主人对他的称赞、主人对他的奖赏。
Brothers and sisters.That is a slave.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？那就是一个奴仆。
That's the way that we're supposed to be toward Christ.
那我们向着主耶稣基督，这是我们该有的态度。
That's the type of relationship that we should have with our Lord.
这也是我们跟我们的主之间该有的一个关系。
We will serve Him with joy.
我们会欢欢喜喜地侍奉他。
We will wait anxiously.For his rewards and his compliments.
我们会期待着他给我们的奖赏，他给我们的称赞。
Paul virtually lived for the gospel.
啊，保罗可以说他是完全为福音而活。
His thoughts were of the gospel.
他的思想都是关乎福音。
He traveled thousands and thousands of miles for the gospel.
他到处游行，走过很长的距离的路，都是为了福音的缘故。
He suffered much for the gospel.
他也受很多的苦，也是为着福音的缘故。
He delighted for the gospel.
他欢喜的时候，也是因为福音的工作而欢喜。
He grieved for the gospel.
当他伤痛的时候，也是因为福音的缘故伤痛。
And finally, he martyred for the gospel.
那最后，他是为了福音而殉道。
To me, to live is Christ.Philippians 1:21.
在腓立比书第一章二十一节，保罗说：“我活着就是基督。”
That means Christ is everything to him.
也就是说，对保罗来讲，基督就是任何的事，所有的事就是基督。
Or Christ is the one he lived for.
基督也是他唯一为他而活的。
Indeed, Paul was true to his words.
那保罗对他自己所说的话也是非常的认真诚实。
For the sake of the gospel, he was willing to pay any price.
为着福音的缘故，他愿意付任何的代价。
I'd like to let the words of Paul speak for himself.
让保罗自己的话来跟我们说。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们看一看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23 through 29.
我们看23到29节。
The second half of verse 23. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in death often. From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one.Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.In weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches, who is weak and I'm not weak, who is made to stumble and I do not burn with indignation.
在哥林多后书第十一章第二十三节后面那一段保罗说我比他们多受劳苦多下监牢受鞭打是过重的冒死是屡次的被犹太人鞭打五次每次四十减去一下被棍打了三次被石头打了一次遇着船坏三次一昼一夜在深海里又屡次行远路 遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，讲弟兄的危险，受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体，除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不着急呢？
Paul suffered more for the gospel than most Christians, including the other apostles.
保罗为着福音，他所受的苦比任何的基督徒都重，也甚至于也比其他的使徒更重。
Let's turn to Philippians 1.
我们再看腓立比书第一章。
Philippians 1, verses 12 through 18.
12到18节。
But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. But the latter, out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel, what then?Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this, I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice.
腓立比书第一章十二节，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的困锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传上帝的道，无所惧怕。有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，有的也是出于好意，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的；那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
To Paul, the gospel of Christ is the only thing that matters.
对于保罗来说，唯有基督的福音对他是重要的。
He cared nothing about his own well-being.
他对自己毫不关心。
As long as the gospel is preached, he rejoices.
只要福音被传开，他就欢喜。
And of course, finally, his triumphant words.Before his martyrdom.
然后在他殉道以前，他有过非常得胜的话。
And I'm sure that we are very familiar with these words.
我想这也是我们熟悉的几句的经文。
Second Timothy 4.
在提摩太后书第四章。
And I think it's do well for us to read them again.
我相信我们再读一遍，对我们是有益的。
4:7 I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith.
在提摩太后书第四章第七节，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
The loss of his life is no grief for him.
对保罗来讲，他失去他的生命并不是一件伤痛的事。
Instead,It's a joy.
换来的他看为是喜乐的。
It's a triumph.
对他来讲是他的得胜。
Because he did that for his Lord.
因为他是为他的主而成的。
There's a reason for him to rejoice.
所以他觉得他有足够的理由他可以喜乐。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
他说我打过了美好的仗。我已经跑进了当跑的路，我也守住了我当信的道。
I don't know about you, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我不知道你怎么想。
I wish, on my deathbed, I can say these words.
我巴不得当我有一天我死的时候，我能够说这些话。
Perhaps we like to ask, what has made Paul so different from most other Christians?
也许我们可以问，为什么保罗跟其他的基督徒不一样呢？
My answer is, he had an open heart which in turn enables him to see before him that great open door.
我觉得我自己对这个问题的答案就是保罗他有一个敞开的心，这个敞开的心使他能够看见这个为福音敞开的门。
Now, what caused Paul to open his heart?
那我们再追问，为什么保罗能够有一个敞开的心呢？
At his conversion on the road to Damascus,
当他到大马色的路上，他回转信主的时候，
Paul saw a light.
保罗看见一个大光，
A bright light.
非常光的光。
I believe that's the glory of Christ.
我相信他看见的就是基督的荣耀。
The power of the Spirit.
他也体会到圣灵的大能。
The truth of God.
而且看见神的真实。
This light, brothers and sisters, opened the eyes of Paul's heart.
我相信是这个大光使保罗的心被打开了。
By this light, he truly saw his real self.
借着这个光，保罗同时也看见他自己。
I believe he saw at least three things in himself.
我相信他在他自己里面至少看见三样的东西。
Number one, he saw himself as chief of sinners.
第一，他看见他自己是罪人当中的罪魁。
1 Timothy 1:15.
这个是提摩太前书第一章十五节说。
He began to see himself as the worst of all sinners.
他看见自己是罪人当中最糟糕的一个。
It is incredible that somebody like he, like him,would be saved.
他觉得几乎不可思议啊，像他这样的人，主居然愿意拯救。
The second thing that he saw in himself.
第二点，他看见他自己的呢。
And he saw himself as of little value.
他看见他自己并没有什么价值。
He changed his name from Saul, the name of a king, to Paul.The little one.
他把他的名字也改了。原来他姓扫罗，扫罗是一个君王的名字，但是他改成保罗，保罗就是一个很小的。
He discovered that he was not at all kingly.
他发现他自己并不是像君王一样这么重要。
But lowly and without value.
他看他自己是很卑微，没有什么价值。
Now some of us may object to this statement.
或者有人你会反对这么的一句话。
How can we say that we have no value?
你说我们怎么能讲自己没有价值呢？
The culture today wants us to recognize our value.
今天的文化好像都在呼吁我们，要我们承认我们自己是极有价值的。
A statement that we often hear.
我们常常听到这么的话。
You are somebody.
你是重要的人哦。
You got to know you are great.
你必须知道你是极伟大的。
But Paul says, I have no value.
但是保罗说，不是，我自己并没有什么价值。
I believe you will agree with me if you understand the meaning of a slave.
我相信如果你明白一个奴仆真正的意义，你一定会同意我这么说。
A slave.Does not assign any value to himself.
一个做奴仆的从来没有想到他自己有什么的价值。
His master decides what his value is.
乃是由他的主人去决定他这个奴仆有什么价值。
Likewise, Paul realized that whatever value he assigned to himself didn't count.
因此保罗就明白到他自己给自己所定的价值根本是没意义的。
Because he considered himself a slave.
因为他把自己看着是一个奴仆。
He recognized that the Lord decides his value.
他认识到说由他的主来决定他的价值。
You see, brothers and sisters, our value is not something that we decide.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？我们真正的价值并不是我们自己来决定。
God decides how much we are worth.
神要决定我们到底值多少。
Since we are called the apple of his eye.
你知道神称我们是他眼中的瞳仁。
Therefore, invaluable.
因为他把自己看着是一个奴仆。
He recognized that the Lord decides his value.
他认识到说由他的主来决定他的价值。
You see, brothers and sisters, our value is not something that we decide.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？我们真正的价值并不是我们自己来决定。
God decides how much we are worth.
神要决定我们到底值多少。
Since we are called the apple of his eye.
你知道神称我们是他眼中的瞳仁。
Therefore, invaluable to himself.
所以对神来讲，我们的确是有极大的价值。
Brothers and sisters, therein is our value.
那就是我们真正的价值。
You see, it's not we consider what our worth is.
所以并不是在于你我们自己就决定啊，我的价值到底在哪里。
Our value is in the sight of God.
我们真正的价值是在神那里。
Since he thinks that we're so precious.
因为他看我们是这样的宝贵。
Therefore, we are precious.
所以我们是极宝贵的。
There's no reason to demean ourselves.
所以我们并不是说要小看我们自己。
But on the other hand, it's not for us to assign any value to ourselves.
但是另外一方面来说，又不是让我们自己来定出我到底值多少。
This is very important, brothers and sisters, for us to understand.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这对我们来讲是非常重要的一件事情，是我们必须明白的。
Paul also realized that the values of our service and of everything else are also determined by God.
保罗同时也发现说，关于他一切事工的这个价值，也必须是由神来决定。
To Christians, there should be one value system only.
对于基督徒来讲，只有一个价值观。
That is God's value system.
那个价值观就是神自己的价值观。
But most of us hold fast to our own values.
但是很可惜，许多时候我们常常就是持守着我们自己的价值观。
Therefore, those are the things we seek after.
那我们就会追求我们以为是有价值的那些东西。
We consider treasure very important.
我们觉得我们看为宝贵的这些事非常重要。
We consider reputation very important.
我们也觉得我们的名声非常重要。
We consider high position very important.
我们也觉得地位很重要。
We consider degrees very important.
我们也觉得学位非常的重要。
So therefore, those are the things we seek after.
所以呢，我们就都追求这些东西。
But those are man's values.
但是那些只不过是人看为有价值的。
Paul realized that.
那保罗他明白。
After his conversion.
当他悔改得救以后。
There's only one value system.
他自己发现只有一个真正的价值观。
That is God's.
那就是神的价值观。
And by that light, Paul also realized that he was what he was and did. What he did was all God's grace.
那也借着那个大光，保罗也体会得到，他能够成为何等样的人，他能够做何样的事，都是神的恩典。
There is nothing for him to boast about.
因此他觉得他根本没有可夸口的。
But everything for him to be thankful for.
但是凡事他都能够感谢神。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
让我们再看哥林多前书。
Chapter 15.
第十五章。
Verses 9 and 10.
我们看第九、第十节。
For I'm the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me.
哥林多前书第十五章第九、第十节，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫上帝的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙上帝的恩才成的，并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是上帝的恩与我同在。
Paul realized that he's not great at all.
保罗他体会得到他自己并不是说伟大的。
Whatever he could accomplish is because of God's grace.
凡他能够做成的都是因为上帝的恩典。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
by Paul's example,
我们从保罗的这个榜样上,
we can now conclude.
我们可以下这么的一个结论。
It is only after having enlightened by the word of God,
我们唯有被神的话语光照了以后,
realizing that we were the worst of all sinners,
然后认识到自己是最坏的罪人,
and only because of the love and grace of God, we have become his children and be able to serve.
唯有因为神的爱跟他的恩典, 我们才能够成为他的儿女, 才能够侍奉他。
Accepting God's value to be the only true and eternal value.
我们也必须接受神自己的价值观, 作为真实的永恒的价值观。
You see, brothers and sisters, God is the final judge.
弟兄姐妹, 你知道吗? 唯有神, 他是最后的审判官。
His standard is always true.
所以他的标准总是确实的。
And it's the only truth.
而且是唯一真正的标准。
And his standard is permanent.
而且他的这个标准是永久的。
It's eternal.
是永恒的、永存的。
So Paul says, I do not even judge myself.
所以保罗说，我甚至于不论断我自己。
What others say and judging me, I do not care.
别人怎么说我，别人怎么论断我，我都不在意。
And all I care is how God valued me.
那我在意的就是神怎么看我。
It is only when we recognize all these,
你知道是当我们认识到这些事情,
our hearts shall become open.
然后我们的心才会被开启。
And we shall inevitably then see that wide open door.
当我们的心开启了以后，我们就不能不看见这个为福音所敞开的门。
Because there lies God's value.
因为在那里我们会真正看见神所看重的事。
Because every soul is precious to him.
因为神看每一个人的灵魂都是极宝贵。
Don't you see, brothers and sisters, nothing else in this world means as much to God as a soul.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？ 在这个世上没有任何的东西比一个人的灵魂在神眼中看为更宝贵。
As we see God's value,
那当我们从神的观点、价值观来看的时候,
as we see God's value,
然后我们要追求按照他的价值观来追求的时候,
our hearts is bound to open.
那我们的心就不得不打开。
Open toward the lost world.
就是向这个失落的世界而敞开。
Then we begin to see that wide open door.
然后我们才会看见，哎呀，福音的门真是打开了。
Otherwise, I don't care how wide the door is before us, we can't see.
否则无论这个门打了多开，我们根本都看不见。
So the crux of this thing, brothers and sisters, is where does your value lie?
所以这个关键是在于你的价值观到底在哪里呢?
Your value or God's value?
你是重看你自己的价值呢，还是你看重神的价值？
I want to ask you a question, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我要问你们这个问题。
Have you caught the vision?
你有没有看见的这个意象？
Have you seen the needs?
有没有看见那个需要？
Have you seen the terrible state of hell?
你有没有看见这个地狱的可怕呢？
I think most of us have not seen the vision.
我怕大部分我们大概都没有看见的意象。
General Booth,The founder of Salvation Army.
你知道救世军的创始人啊，布夫将军。
He said once, "I'm not going to worry about people not evangelized."
他说我不会担心啊，有一些人没有听到福音。
If I could only put him in hell for 5 seconds.
只要如果我能够把他放在地狱里5分钟。
Then.
5秒钟，对不起。
Then he is going to preach the gospel.
然后呢，他就不得不传福音。
Have you seen the fire?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有看见那个火？
Sometimes I just grieve as I see people that are taken so lightly when their loved ones still do not know the Lord Jesus.
但有个时候我看见弟兄姐妹关对于他自己的亲人还不认识主，他们那么轻看这件事，我心里实在非常伤痛。
The hell is so real, brothers and sisters, in the scriptures.
你知道吗？圣经告诉我们这个地狱是非常真实的。
The Lord himself mentioned it many a time.
主耶稣自己亲口的提过很多次。
It's not a metaphor.
所以并不是一种比喻。
It's a place.
是一个地方。
Where the fire never quenched.
在那里火永远不熄。
The worm never die.
那个虫永远不死。
That's real.
那是真实的。
Is your heart open?
那你的心是不是已经敞开呢？
Do you see the open door before you?
你有没有看见这个福音的门打开了？
I pray that we have seen it.
我的祷告就是我们实在看见。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, unless you show this to us, we cannot see.
天父啊，除非你让我们看见，否则我们真是瞎眼看不见。
Please open our eyes, Lord.
主啊，求你打开我们的眼睛。
So that we can see this door, which has been kept open by our Lord.
让我们真是看见主已经为我们广开了一个福音的门。
The harvest is white.
庄稼已经熟了。
But the laborers are so few.
但是做工的人是那样的少。
Send forth your workers, Lord.
主啊，求你差遣收庄稼的工人。
Place the burden on the brothers and sisters here in Cincinnati.
主啊，求你把这个福音的负担放在新城弟兄姐妹的身上。
You have placed them in this strategic location.
是你自己把他们放在这样的一个要紧的一个地方。
You have given them so many opportunities to share the gospel.
主啊，你也给他们这么多的机会来传福音。
And I pray that, Lord, they'll respond to this challenge.
主啊，我求你让他们真是接受这样的挑战。
Because there are